This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, America. How are you?
And now, from the studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense, the only show dedicated to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. America, class is now in session. Right here, right now. Let's welcome this week's host.
Hey, Jim Brown here, The Common Sense Show. My website is radiocommonsense.com. Sure glad you're joining us on our second hour of our weekly Sunday show. We try to bring you up on what's happening in the weeks past and give you some of the new trends that are going on. Let me ask you this question right off the bat. Would you consider snorting chocolate? That's right, snorting chocolate. That apparently is the new trend going on. There's a manufacturer who claims that you get a euphoric energy and calm focus if you snort chocolate. You put the cocoa snuff that is infused into your nose, and it's the equivalent supposedly of about two energy drinks. And, of course, those energy drinks are just laden with sugar. Let's get some expert advice on this to kind of put it in perspective to see what the new trend is in snorting chocolate. Dr. Myers Hurd is joining me here right now. He's a doctor over in the Dallas area. Got some strong thoughts on this. His website, by the way, is diamondphysicians.com. You can find it on our website. Hey, Dr. Hurd, glad you joined us today.
Good morning, sir. Thanks for having me.
What, Doc, you snort chocolate?
No, sir. You can take me off that list.
What is going on with all these new trends? And we've gone through these energy drinks that are just laden in sugar that I don't think are any good for you. Now we're taking chocolate. And I just kind of heard about this trend, what do you know about it? Apparently it's kind of getting a kind of a popular base. I guess it's supposed to give you a little energy high or something like that. I would think there'd be some dangers of sticking stuff like that up your nose, don't you think?
No question. And so this is maybe the most recent in a long line of products that have been designed to essentially simulate other kind of illegal drugs. And this one in particular, it's very clearly, you know, it's emulating a street-level drug, which claims that it can get a legal high. And so you mentioned that it's called Coco Loco. It's made by a company that's based out of Orlando, Florida. And if you look at their other products, they're kind of in the same sort of league. There's different drinks that they have, different brownies with synthetic marijuanas. And so it's something that we should definitely be aware of. But you're absolutely right about the dangers. So not only is this product kind of based in chocolate, but the other half of it are powdered ingredients that are similar to what you would find in Red Bull or Monster or these other energy drinks.
Can it become addictive?
You know, I don't think so. We don't have the data on that. It is a relatively new product. But I think that a lot of it is probably, you know, what we do have is a lot of marketing material. We have to take, unfortunately, what the company says is their word, obviously with a grain of salt, of what's in it. But at the same time, there's just not enough people that are doing it that we know if it's an addictive process or not.
Well, particularly if you live in an area where there's humidity and you've got some sinus problems anyway, I think it might make you more prone to sinus infections, wouldn't you think?
No question. And so, you know, definitely the nasal passages were not designed to absorb food. And so when people do this, whether they have sinus problems or not, it will definitely form a sludge. It can be a risk factor for all types of bacterial infections, not just there in the sinuses, but everywhere in the respiratory system. You know, worst case scenario, it could get down into your lungs.
Well, I would assume that most of my listeners would think it's kind of a kooky idea, as you said, Coco Loco, to take some of this stuff. But it's a fair warning to make our listeners aware because of grandkids and nieces and nephews, that kind of thing, that thinks it's kind of cool to try something kooky like this. And it's not illegal, they'll tell you. But when you're putting anything like that, I don't care what it is up your nose outside of a specially designed nose inhalant or something like that. I mean, for hay fever, I put a spray up my nose this time of year. But outside of something like that, you just are really not using good common sense, are you?
No, absolutely not. And you're absolutely right. It's definitely worth knowing about it. And even though I personally haven't seen any in my brick-and-mortar clinic outside of Dallas, the company claims to be selling upwards of 40,000 cans of this stuff a month.
40,000, that's a high number. So,
yeah, you can't get there.
Yeah. I think the idea is to deal with the problem of you know, you want more energy. It's in that line of the sports drinks to give you more energy. And, Dr. Hurt, your practice, I mean, we all want to have more energy, and I have down days, although I exercise just about every day and I watch my diet. But as far as just keeping a decent energy level, are we still at the basic components of years and past, just getting a good night's sleep, watching what you eat, and moving, getting up and moving around a little bit? I mean, there's just no quick fix to dealing with energy levels that are produced in some kind of a drug or something like that. Am I right on that, or am I missing something?
No, you are right on the money. Yes, sir. It's still diet, exercise, sleep hygiene, stress reduction, you know, getting your mental health where it needs to be. And so those are things that take time. I mean, essentially, they're not very attractive to individuals that are looking for instant gratification. And so hence the, you know, billions of dollars that are spent on products like this, where people are looking for a quick fix. But you're absolutely right. The right answer is usually diet and exercise. I always encourage people to talk to their healthcare providers, because there are certain objective labs that you can get. You can look at your thyroid, you can look at your red and white blood cells, measure your cholesterol, and so regular seeing your healthcare provider can absolutely give you some tools to make sure that the diet and exercise that you're currently doing is the best one for you.
Yeah, and that pickup drink, I mean, I saw a study here just last week, I think, where a caffeine can pick you up a little bit, but some people think they put down 8 or 10 cups of coffee, and that's going to make a huge difference in their lives, and maybe one or two will help. But what's been your feelings about caffeine? Too much caffeine, or how the good and bad of caffeine? I guess is my question.
Sure, sure. Well, it's essentially everything in moderation. And so 1 to 2 cups of coffee or tea has been shown to actually have a lot of positive benefits. When you're getting up in those levels of 8 to 10 cups or any caffeine source, whether it's sodas, tea, coffee, essentially what you're doing is putting your body in a state of chronic stress. And so your heart rate's going to be up. You can affect your blood pressure. And then you can affect your hormones, because it's similar to a fight or flight response. Caffeine just kind of makes you constantly be in that state of heightened awareness. And so it might make you feel like you're being productive, but it's just going to have a domino effect on poor quality of sleep. Things are going to start falling through the cracks. You're really not going to be working at your best if you're at those high levels that you mentioned.
And I guess we all are a little different in terms of what we find to kind of rejuvenate us. I find sometimes around 5 o'clock in the afternoon, I am just have no energy at all. But I take a swim, and if for some reason the swim just makes me come back alive, and I can go on till later that evening and just feel like a 100%, $1 million, because of the water. So I guess different people respond to different stimuli in different ways, but you've got to search for your way and just find out what works, right?
Yes, sir, and that's a perfect example. Physical exercise is fantastic. Breathing exercises, a lot of people get some relief from. Meditation, these are all things that are fantastic to kind of get people recentered. People walking around in nature, just taking a walk outside of the office for a quick 20 minutes can definitely have a longer lasting and healthier effect for you than some of these products.
How about a regular physical? I had a little relative of mine that was over the house, and she's, I think, about 30 years old, and I asked her, had she ever had a physical? She says, no, everything's going fine. Well, when do you really need to start taking a yearly physical to go see your doctor?
Well, that's a phenomenal question, and so you're absolutely right. And from what I've seen in my professional career, a lot of times parents take children to the physician until they're about 16, 17, and then they get a little rebellious and don't come, and then usually they'll start coming back to a physician's office, or at least a primary care physician's office, at about 40, 45, 50.
Dr. Hurt, can I have you hold that thought? And I also want to come back and ask you about your boutique non-insurance practice. Got a lot of questions. I want to tell our listeners I'm talking to Dr. Myers Hurt out of the Dallas area. His website is diamondphysicians.com. We're just talking about general health, taking care of yourself, and also the Coco Loco, not sticking chocolate up your nose, which is the hot new fad. Got a lot of questions for Dr. Hurt. We'll come back and talk to him right after this message. Hey, fresh up your coffee. Our website is RadioCommonSense.com, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com. Join the club. That's the Cajun Mike Cooking Club for only $9.95 per month. You'll learn how to cook Cajun. Just think, iconic, authentic dishes like gumbo, etouffee, jambalaya, and red beans and rice from a real New Orleans Cajun. Cajun Mike will also reveal other secret family recipes that up until now have never been revealed to the public. As a VIP member, you'll receive a couple of authentic Cajun and Creole recipes a month, a step-by-step instruction video, access to our weekly conference calls where you can ask Cajun Mike any question or comment about the recipe. Did I also mention about our product discounts? That's only available to our VIP members. So what are you waiting for? To become a Cajun Mike Cooking Club member, go to cookingwithcajun.com. That's cookingwithcajun.com. Or call Cajun Mike at 855-785-0222. That's 855-785-0222. 855-785-0222. Cookingwithcajun.com. Cajun, right at your doorstep.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas, smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
Going up to be 100 years old. We talked about that on an earlier segment of the show. Dr. Myers Hurd is my guest. He's a medical expert, a physician out of the Dallas area. His website is diamondphysicians.com. Got a lot of questions for him. I had to interrupt you there, Doc, because of that break, but go ahead and elaborate more on that physical. When should someone start taking a yearly physical to really get a baseline for their health?
Again, yeah, just it's never too late. Never too late, essentially. And so usually, you know, you mentioned a 30-year-old relative of yours. I think that's fantastic. Most of the time, females are used to going to a gynecologist fairly regularly. The current guidelines right now have women's health or pap smears every 3 years if it's normal. And so that's been spread out a lot. Males are not usually or typically going to a physician's office between the ages of about 18 and I'll say 40. And so we do lose a lot through the cracks. And by the time I see a male after that, we talk about a whole lot. And so I would say, you know, that's the long answer to at 1 to 2 years, I think is very reasonable. And especially if you have a physician that you know and trust and you want to talk about things that are not just in Western medicine, but then anything else you heard on TV, any supplements that you're taking, any diets that you're trying, and really try to develop that relationship at a deeper level.
Yeah, and also I'll tell you what helps me as I'm older and I get a yearly physical is that the electronic information available now that most clinics or hospitals will let you go online and find out what your test results are this year. And I can go back 5 years ago and get a baseline and see what my, what my cholesterol levels were like and breaking down the numbers of the good and the bad cholesterol and see how they progressed either positively or negatively. And so there's a lot of information out there for people if they'll just take the time to pay attention to it. It's not real complicated. We make it too complicated, but it seems like it's getting easier to find out your numbers and kind of give a baseline for yourself. So now let me talk about your practice. There is a new type of practice that seems to be building up all over America. I was in New York for a couple of years. I wasn't there, but a lot of my family was up there. I kind of commuted back and forth to New York, and a number of people up there had doctors that they paid by the month, almost like on putting your doctor on retainer. And they were these physicians didn't accept insurance, but if you had a real serious problem, let's say with a heart problem or something, they would refer you to a doctor where you could use your insurance. Is that the kind of clinic that you have over in Dallas? Or tell us about that new focus of how you deal with your medical provider.
Yes, sir. That's exactly what we do, and so it's term we like to call it membership medicine. A monthly membership fee gets you unlimited visits in our office with no copay, unlimited urgent care, and 24/7 access to your physician's cell phone. And so what that's done is help break down a whole lot of barriers for people. And you mentioned the electronic access to your records. In a traditional insurance-based system, which I've worked in two, I worked in one here in the United States, and another one in New Zealand, which is on the basically a hybrid socialized medicine system. And so in either system that you use, to use a third-party payer for physicians, you really kind of paint them into a corner where they're seeing 3,000 to 4,000 people shoehorned into these 15-minute visits where they're looking at a computer, they're not really paying attention to patients and not giving patients the time and respect that they deserve, essentially. And if we took a step back to our previous discussion of the things that we really need to be worried about, the heart attacks, the strokes, the cancers, a lot of these are lifestyle choices. This is not something that we're going to solve in 7 minutes in my office, and I'm going to see you again in a year. This is something that we really need to get some numbers. Let's, you know, use cholesterol as an example. And then I want to talk to you about this lifestyle change. I want to talk to you about exercise. I want to talk to you about diet. And traditionally, the insurance model doesn't reimburse physicians well for that. It does reimburse really well for some procedures. And so you're right. There's a growing trend of physicians that is rapidly moving into models like this just because it allows us to spend more time with our patients and really affect them in ways that are saving lives. And so I've seen a big change in my practice personally. I'm spending at least an hour with all of my patients. I'm not beholden to anyone as far as asking, you know, begging Blue Cross Blue Shield for money or begging someone for money or generating a whole lot of paperwork just to justify a decision. And my patients have direct access to me. And so they no longer need to call and set up an appointment if they have a question. They can text me, they can email me, they can call me. And that's really helped me deal with a lot of health issues in real time. And so I've seen the feedback from my patients has been phenomenal.
Yeah, well, you say it's a choice you make, and you go from being young and feeling like you're invincible to where you're getting older and where things just break down. And so it's good to have that counsel and advice available. And often if you live in a bigger city or you've just moved into a city, it's awfully hard to it can be very intimidating in choosing a physician and trying to get the medical help you need. And so are there organizations, physicians like this? Let's say someone's living in Pittsburgh right now. We got listeners up in Pittsburgh or, say, out in San Francisco. I mean, how do you find a doctor that you can pay by the month and get away from all the red tape and have longer access?
Sure. If you just Google the phrase direct primary care or DPC, there are a few different websites. One that comes to mind is called DPC Frontier, and it just aggregates all of the direct primary care physicians in your area. You type in your zip code, and it will point you in the right direction. So concierge medicine was the term, and it still is around. I think that has a kind of a connotation of a higher price point that might scare a lot of people away. But in fact, now the cash pay system is a whole lot more affordable for individuals. And so if you Google either concierge medicine, membership medicine, or especially direct primary care, you will absolutely be able to find something in your area.
We don't have a lot of time left, but in the minute or so we have left, this whole healthcare debate going on in Washington, are you pessimistic about the outcome, or you have some optimism towards what we may end up with here in the next year?
Well, maybe naively so, but I'm always optimistic. And so, again, on the professional side and personal side, the blood pressure is not going to change. Heart attacks aren't going to change. Diabetes is not going to change. And so the more that physicians, which are usually kind of a passive group, start taking control of their profession and treating people the way that they deserve to be treated, I think that debates like this health insurance thing will kind of fall by the wayside, and people will kind of learn to use the healthcare system in a different way.
Yeah, you got to educate yourself. You just can't just wing it. And just there is so much change. Boy, we've come a long way since going back when I was first getting started, where the doctor came to your house and made a house call.
Yeah,
we sure.
You are not lying. And so it's really, most of my patients actually are insured, so it doesn't really matter if they have insurance or not. Services like ours can absolutely help people spend money more efficiently.
Well, Doc, thanks for spending some time with us, taking away from your weekend. Really enjoyed talking to Dr. Myers Hunt. His website is diamondphysicians.com. Hey, have a good weekend, Dr. Hunt. Look forward to having you on the show again in the future.
You too, sir. Thanks for having me.
Okay, take care.
Bye-bye.
Staying healthy, talking about your health. Hey, everybody, come up and take a pause right now. Come back and talk with a fascinating individual, David Fauché, who has written a fascinating new book that is getting acclaim across the country, and he happens to be blind, a blind bibliophile. We're going to talk to David about his lifestyle and how he's gotten interested in writing. Fresh nifty coffee, and we'll come right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com. The most recognizable name in all of home improvement radio, the Cajun contractor Michael King, host of Home Talk USA, is now available for your next speaking engagement. That's right, you can have one of the most exciting, energetic personalities on the radio today speak at your next function. If your trade organization or company needs a qualified speaker to talk about home improvement products, technologies, and services, even the current state of your industry, please give him a call today. The Cajun contractor Michael King is a qualified, license-tested contractor with an extensive knowledge of home improvement construction and repairs, and is regarded by his peers as one of the top experts in his field and the home improvement industry in general. His keen sense of humor and entertaining delivery will really make your next function one to remember. Call the Cajun contractor Michael King today at 985-641-3730. That's 985-641-3730. 985-641-3730. Michael King at HometalkMedia.com. 985-641-3730. Michael King at HometalkMedia.com. C'est le bon temps roulé. Let the good times roll.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now, 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, "Hey, try this"? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
Common Sense Show. Glad you're joining us on this busy Sunday. So much to talk about. Congress, it doesn't seem like they're doing anything. They're all so bogged down with all the Trump controversies. And by the way, I've got a number of emails this week. You can email. If you go to my website at radiocommonsense.com, you can get my email address there, and I'll be glad to answer any questions you have. We talk about it a lot on the air. This whole controversy involving the Russian scandal, Donald Trump, his son Donald Trump Jr., Eric Kushner, the son-in-law, meeting with the Russians, and there was some kind of a conspiracy broken down. I got to tell you this, folks, and I'm an attorney, and have been involved in a number of criminal cases. It's just way, way too early to get completely consumed by this debate, because if there was a meeting with the Russians, a lot of people are saying, so what? And maybe it is so what, unless there is some kind of a conspiracy or some type of election law that was violated. Now, there are election laws on the books that make it very clear that you cannot take anything of value from a foreign national, for someone outside the country. That's so that we don't have a lot of foreigners that are involved in our elections, other countries trying to buy access, putting tons of money into a campaign. You can't do that. Well, it's a question of, were the federal election laws violated? And to determine that, you've got to look at the phrase, it's got to be what it means by something of value, and or let's say a contribution or donation. And what it means is like a gift to help fund the campaign or give them something they otherwise would buy. So someone would give them polls or give them big media lists that they could buy. That would be an illegal contribution. Now, giving the Trump campaign some dirt the Russians dug up on Hillary Clinton, is that a crime? It's a very gray area. I've never seen a case prosecuted to where someone was accused of getting something of value when it was information, where it wasn't tangible, or it wasn't basically it's money, getting money. So if you can't get something of value like a gift, there is a gray area, and no one knows for sure. And then we've heard a good bit about this as a criminal conspiracy. Well, in criminal law, the offense or conspiracy is generally an agreement between two or more people to commit a crime, whether they do it or not. And you've got to have evidence of an agreement to violate a specific criminal statute. In other words, a conspiracy to commit a certain crime. And so anytime you're talking about coordinating or collusion, you're talking about the possibility of conspiracy, I guess. But none of that has been brought forth. It's very unclear as to what happened in the meetings, who were in the meetings, what was said. And I guess what concerns me is, and I'm watching it very closely. I was a real observer during the Nixon years of the Nixon impeachment scandal. And I know that I remember on election day when Nixon was reelected that Watergate had been going on for like a year and a half. Front page stories of the Washington Post continually. The story just had not sunk in. Nixon was easily reelected over George McGovern, carried 49 of 50 states. And it was a year or so later before there was any effort to go ahead and actually impeach him. 2.5-year cycle for the whole. So this Trump-Russian tie has been going on for a few months. It seems like it's consumed the cable news outlets. I mean, you turn on CNN or MSNBC, Fox News, that's all they're talking about. It's Russia, 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 24 hours a day. I guess the only, not good news, but only refreshing thing is that not a lot of people watch cable news. So there are some very astute, competent prosecutors who probably are wanting to make a name for themselves and grandstanding if they can, who are investigating the whole Trump campaign effort and the whole Russian tie. And if there's some violation of the law, they're going to come out with it. But it's an insider's game right now, and I think the American people are more concerned about what's going to happen with health care. This is a huge concern to a number of states because of the number of people that are on Medicaid. You understand that Medicaid is for those who are under a certain income level who have no way of affording health care, and the government gives them Medicaid, and there's a huge number of people on Medicaid. About 40% of the population are on Medicaid. Then you've got older citizens on Medicare. Those are both government programs. A majority of the people in this country receive basically a single-payer insurance plan where the government pays the whole thing. And so, we don't want socialized medicine. Well, we've got it in two-thirds of the medicine that takes place in this country right now. It's socialized medicine. And I got to say Medicare for me. I'm on Medicare. I've got a insurance backup that comes from the state of Louisiana, but I mean, it works fine for me. I don't have a problem. I don't pay too much out of pocket, and my Medicare works pretty good. So now those who are not eligible for those programs have got to go and get their own health care, and that's where the problems come in. But in any event, my concern going back to the Trump scenario is that we got to set some priorities, hopefully. And Congress, hope they're not going to get consumed about Trump and Russia. And if there's a crime, then it should be brought out. It should be published. I'm not a big Trump defender. I don't like it. I don't like the Democrats or the Republicans. You know, in the fall, fire them all when election time comes around. But still, you've got to use some common sense in jumping to conclusions. Let this thing play out. See who the parties are. See if there was any real collusion. And if there were collusion, what laws were violated? And how do you define something of value? And is a little dirt dug up by the Russians something of value? Or is this all sound and fury signifying nothing, as William Faulkner wrote in The Sound and the Fury? And so we'll come along with it. But in the meantime, there are some front burner issues affecting this country that, in my opinion, ought to be addressed. I talked about health care, number one. A second issue is what to do about coasts on the East Coast, West Coast, and the Gulf Coast about flood insurance. The cost of flood insurance is going through the roof. There is a federal flood insurance program that's about to expire, that's insuring probably more than $1 trillion in property. Some 5 million pieces, over the 5 million policies have been issued, and there's millions of people on the Southern California coast, on New Jersey, New York, coming all the way down to the Carolinas and Georgia. And then, of course, the Gulf Coast, encompassing Florida, all the way across the Gulf Coast, that are at the mercy of federal flood insurance. Private insurance just can't take care of that. It's a huge problem because they're running up a deficit. A number of Midwest congressmen are saying, well, that's just a bunch of rich people who have second homes on the coast. Well, that's not fully the case. There are some who do that, but you see, the maximum you can get is only $250,000. Well, most those wealthy second homeowners and out in the Hamptons or along the North Carolina coast, their homes are worth $1 million, $2 million. So the $250,000 doesn't really give them the coverage they need. They've got to go into the private insurance market. In the meantime, there's areas along the Mississippi Gulf Coast, Alabama, my home state of Louisiana, where the nation is being benefited by the largest seafood industry in the country coming out of these states, the largest oil and gas activity, the largest amount of sulfur, and in so many areas that are mined and that are brought forward. So in any event, I just share that with you in terms of what Congress ought to be focusing on and what they're not focusing on right now. Hey, Jim Brown, The Common Sense Show. My website is RadioCommonSense.com. We got one more segment to go. Still got a lot more to talk about. I've got some kooky news to share with you, so freshen up your coffee, and I'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Identity theft is going to ruin your life if you're not prepared. Hi everyone, this is Paul with Liberty ID. Hey, millions of Americans fall victim every year. Odds are your identity has already been compromised and alerts aren't going to save you. The solution is restoration, and the only company that provides a money-back guarantee is Liberty ID. Go to Liberty ID and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. Liberty ID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration, with a 100% success rate in restoring our subscribers' identities no matter how they're stolen. Liberty ID fixes the fallout for you. Liberty ID does the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, LibertyID.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Hey, we're about to get on the phone an interesting writer who has written a book called Across Two Novembers, A Year in the Life of a Blind Bibliophile. Guy's name is David Fauché. Interesting writer, written a fascinating book about living as a blind person in a time when he loves his book work so much that he loves to literature and just a whole different world when you're blind in terms of what you have to deal with. And I think we're about to get him on the phone right now. The book is called, again, Across Two Novembers, You're in the Life of a Blind Bibliophile, and you can find it on our website at www.jimbrownusa.com. Hey, David Fauché, glad you joined us on the Common Sense Show today.
Glad to be here. Thank you.
And, David, we had a little hard time hooking up there now, but I want to get right into your book. You've written a fascinating book that's getting some rave reviews, and you're very open about it, and you talk about it, about writing this book from the focus of being blind. And I think that so many of my listeners will be fascinated by how you wrote this book and what the motivation was. Why did you want to actually publish a book yourself? What was your thoughts on this?
Well, I decided to write and publish a book. I think I had always wanted to do something like that. I have a library background and an English background, and I had always thought of it and had tried a couple of times to write something more in the fiction line. Then in 2013, a friend of mine, Dr. Catherine Schneider, a retired blind psychologist at the University of Wisconsin at Eau Claire, asked me to review a book she had written called Occupying Aging. It was basically a journal of a year in her life. I believe it was 2012, if memory serves. And it talked about how she handled getting older, being blind, and dealing with both. And I thought, well, I could probably do that. Every day I would write something, and maybe at the end of a year I would actually have something, and then I might be able to publish it. And then I was on a telephone conference in February of 2014, and a blind friend of mine mentioned somebody she had worked with who helped her with the editing and publishing process. So it sort of happened like that. I wanted to write something and maybe leave something behind and add to the conversation about how blind people interact and deal with things in the 21st century.
Well, give me a few examples. And first of all, again, this is an educational process, because I would assume that most of my listeners out there have not dealt with someone who is blind. How do you write a book if you're blind? How do you physically put your words down in writing? Talk us through how you actually, you decide you want to write a book. What's the process?
What I did was basically used a computer which has text-to-speech software. The software is called JAWS, which stands for Job Access with Speech. What happens is I hear everything I'm typing so that I know what's happening, what the computer is saying, and I'm typing and listening and then going back over and editing what I'm listening to. I also...
You can go back and listen to it again, in other words. Is that right, David?
Exactly. And spell check it and proof it. And I have a small Braille display. And so if I want to actually see some of the things in Braille, I can do that as well, though I mostly did it using text-to-speech software.
How often is it more tiring to do that? It probably takes more concentration. You know, in my case, when I'm writing, I can glance up and take a look at it. You've got to go back, and you've got to be so exact. I would think that's a fairly tiring experience. How long can you write? If you're going to write a book like this, how long would you write in a day's time?
I found, for me, that a couple of hours straight was all I could do, because I would start to get really tired. I find it personally, I can't speak for all blind people, but I can tell you personally, I do find listening to text to be different than I suppose you swiping your eyes across a whole screen and seeing 25 lines of 60 characters on a line. So it can be a bit tiring for me. I can't speak for all blind people because you just can't generalize with blind people. I've met too many people and each one is different. I do find using text-to-speech works, but you do sometimes have to concentrate to be able to keep track of what you're saying and what you've said three sentences ago. I am sure, though I've never been able to do it, I am sure processing information visually by screen is different from processing it auditorially by word.
Yeah, I'm sure, no doubt about it. David, how long have you been blind?
I was actually born with vision problems. They did what they could at that time, and I was able to see to some extent until my mid-teens. I had developed glaucoma in my early teens, and it took the residual vision I had. So I ended up going to school in Baton Rouge. At that time, people mostly went to the residential school there.
Well, were there images then that you carry with you today? In other words, if you had been blind at birth, then you would have to basically imagine, structures and objects and that kind of thing. Do you retain memory of those objects and structures and a variety of things so at least you can picture them in your mind?
I do, and I do miss them. I remember things like one time as a child, one of our house parents took us to both the old and the new state capitals. I remember the marble and the flags, the steps. I remember the old state capitol having a huge window. It must have been in either the Senate or maybe the Senate chamber or the House of Representatives chamber. It looked out on the river, and there were lots and lots of tiny panes of glass. And I think a couple were broken. This was in the mid-70s. I think they were in the process of restoring it. So I do remember colors and some images and certain things. I am just sorry I didn't get a chance to look at, take an art course. I've always wondered some of the paintings and things. I've always wondered what some of the descriptions, especially 20th century, it might really be bizarre. Some of it sounds bizarre. But yes, I do have a somewhat of a visual vocabulary, at least to an extent.
Right. And by the way, have you tried to paint at all? Would there be a? I'm sure that those who are blind have tried to. I would imagine there's a way to identify the colors and to do some abstract art in particular would be somewhat of a challenge. You ever done anything like that?
No, I've thought about it, and as you say, abstract, it would certainly be doable. I just don't want to get all the paint on me, but that could be that could be something to think about. It certainly would be an option and something to look at and to deal with, to make paint, maybe have the paint very thick and do something textured.
Let me ask you this. Do other senses grow fairly dramatically when you're blind? In other words, I get up at night and I knock my knee against my bed, because I'm not really looking there, and it's kind of dark, I don't have the location exact because obviously I look to see. But as far as the other senses, direction, smell, taste, that kind of thing. Do you think you're more apt to those kinds of senses since you have to rely on them more because you're blind?
That's an interesting question, and different friends of mine who are blind answer a bit differently. I don't think that your hearing necessarily gets better. In other words, if I took a hearing test and a sighted person did, I don't think my results would be better, but I think because I use it so much, I've learned to pay more attention to it. An example comes to mind. When I was at LSU as an undergrad, I was sitting with a friend in a huge biology lecture, and I said, "Oh, the professor's getting ready to start." And she asked, "Well, how do you know?" And I said, "Well, I hear her, the sound of the chalk, the distinct sound of chalk on a blackboard." And then she realized she heard it too. She just hadn't been paying attention because she was looking around at people. So I think you learn to focus in on your four remaining senses in a way that you don't have to if you have a usable vision.
Well, your book is out, and I want to talk to you some more. We had a hard time hooking up with you there at the bottom of the hour. Next week or two, I'm going to call you back, Dave, because I want to get into the book a lot more. The book is available on Amazon, on my website at radiocommonsense.com, and you can also find it through in terms of a publishing link. But again, Amazon, or go to my website to get a direct access to the publisher at radiocommonsense.com. Hey, Dave, we're out of time. Have a good weekend. I'll be back in touch. We'll follow up another interview, okay?
All right.
Take care. Hey, sure. Folks, glad you were listening with us. Have a good week. I'll see you next week right here to make some more Common Sense. Take care.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com. What's for dinner tonight? Tired of cooking the same old meals? Can I offer a suggestion? What about Cajun? That's right, Cajun. But wait, I know what you're thinking. Never tried it. Don't know how. Don't have all the ingredients. Well, I got some good news for you. Cajun Mike, host of Cooking with Cajun, has put together a step-by-step instructional video, along with the recipes on how to cook these iconic dishes like gumbo, etouffee, jambalaya, and over 150 Cajun and Creole recipes. And it's now available to you. Just think, you can now cook the same dishes that are served in some of the finest restaurants in New Orleans. And listen to this. He will also deliver all the ingredients right to your doorstep. So what are you waiting for? To order your personalized instructional video along with the recipes, go to cookingwithcajun.com. That's cookingwithcajun.com. To order your home delivery, call 855-785-0222. That's 855-785-0222. Yahee! And bon appetit!
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.